In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was first introduced to the Old Mass when I was in boarding school. One of the dorm fathers thought that it was important to know about old things, to know about one's heritage. He took me to my first low mass. I hated it. I had no idea what was going on or why. It was totally different from anything I had ever experienced before. I was entirely uncomfortable. But I had heard that there was great music at the Latin Mass, and I was a classical musician. So I made my way back, this time to a solemn high mass, and I got to hear a fine choir and a good orchestra playing Mozart. I still didn't know what was going on. It still wasn't like anything I had experienced before, but I knew that I liked it. Through college and in the seminary, I learned more about the music and about the Mass. Ultimately, that led me here, to this place, where Canon Jair helped me learn to celebrate the Old Mass in advance of my ordination to the priesthood. And in God's good providence, I've had the privilege of celebrating the Old Mass and hearing so much wonderful music here on an occasional basis through the first several years of my priesthood, and very regularly in this last and most highly irregular year. I've come to feel very much at home with the Old Mass. Now I know what's going on and why. Now it's all familiar and comfortable. But I feel at home here at St. Stanislaus also because I know that here I'm surrounded by fellow pilgrims, by people like me who wandered in the doors for all sorts of reasons and at first felt lost, but somehow, by God's grace, kept on coming until at last they felt like they belonged. Hardly anyone is a native St. Stanislausian. We've all been brought here from somewhere else, guided by the hand of the Holy Spirit to drink from the waters of a rich and beautiful tradition. But friends, if we are pilgrims, then we have a duty to welcome those coming along behind us. If we've all come from somewhere else, then we have a duty to be attentive to those still wandering and those who have never journeyed from the homes we left. If we've been given to drink of this tradition, it is in order that we may share the riches we have found with others. I believe this parish can be anything it wants to be. My prayer as I go is that you will decide to be unfailingly, unhesitatingly, and indiscriminately welcoming. My hope is that you will choose always to be very close in prayer and fraternal charity with those who are new to the Old Mass, and those who don't know about the Old Mass, and those who hate the Old Mass, and those who hate every sort of mass. Friends, I came for the music, and I stayed for the theology. I stayed because the Old Mass taught me who I was as a priest and what I was doing at the altar in a way that I had never previously known. What I have learned boils down to this. The essence of the Christian life is the love of the heart of Jesus. Every one of us has the vocation to love just exactly as Jesus loves. Each one of us is called to let the fire of his sacred heart burn in us and consume us and spread forth from us for the rest of the church and indeed for the whole world. No Christian and no Christian community is an island, because Christ did not come for himself, but for the vast teeming multitude of undeserving and unwashed humanity. He loved them. He loved us, such that we became worthy of his love, and not because of any antecedent merit on our part. That's what I've learned whispering his words at this altar. That's the great gift I've received here. And that's why I depart with tremendous gratitude to Almighty God and to you. Thank you for your kind welcome to me. Thank you for praying for me and doing penance for me. Thank you for striving to offer yourselves entirely to our Lord. Thank you for your zeal for his church. May the Lord enkindle in you and in me the fire of his love, the flame of eternal charity, today and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.